Welcome to all of you. This is the City Council meeting for the City of South Jordan. Today is Tuesday, January 3rd, 2023. My name is Dawn Ramsey, and I serve as Mayor of the City of South Jordan. And I am joined by our outstanding City Council today, Mr. Shelton, Mr. Harris, Mr. Marler, Ms. Zander, and Mr. McGuire. We have our City Administration there present as well. Thank you to all of you for all you do. We're going to open this meeting today with an invocation by Councilmember Patrick Harris.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we're very thankful we have the opportunity to gather together at the City Council meeting. We're thankful for our mayor and all the work that she does to run our city. We're thankful for the council members and all of their efforts, along with the city staff who works hard to run the city in the way it's being ran. We're thankful for the snow that we have received. We're thankful for the crews that have been out throughout the late hours and clearing our streets. We're thankful for our police and fire and all that they're doing to keep us safe. We're thankful for our residents who are here and either in person or on the line, and all those who aren't in attendance and all that they do to make our city a wonderful place. Please bless our residents with anything that they stand in need of. And if we have any residents that are stranded or still traveling, please bless them that they will be able to get back to South Jordan safely. And we say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. Next, we're going to have a Pledge of Allegiance by our Fire Chief, Chris Dawson. Chief.
All please rise and join me in a Pledge of Allegiance to our nation's colors. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. You may be seated.
Thank you, Chief. Okay, the first thing I'd like to do is ask if we can get a motion to amend our City Council agenda to include the word electronic meeting, since I am joining electronically. I am one of those that was traveling home and has encountered a bit of weather and made it halfway home, and will continue my final journey back into South Jordan tomorrow, but in order to be part of City Council meeting tonight, needed to stop and join electronically. So can I get a motion just to amend our agenda to include the words electronic meeting?
So moved, Mayor.
Thank you, Mrs. Zander. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. McGuire. All right. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. That's just a housekeeping item. We've been doing electronic meetings for about 3 years, but just felt like that was important since this is a little change from the agenda and I'm joining electronically. All right, next. Thank you, Mr. Harris, for what you said in your invocation. I just want to extend on behalf of the entire City Council and the residents of South Jordan an expression of gratitude to all of our staff that's been working so hard plowing the snow and dealing with the storm. Our teams have been working around the clock to take care of the city, both our snowplow drivers, all of our public works department, and also our emergency responders. Thank you for the work that's being done, for the public safety announcements that are being put out. Our teams have been working hard, communications to put out on social media just to help people be mindful of what's being done. But I know we've got a lot of folks that have been working very hard all through the holiday, across the entire holiday. Just want to thank you, all of us. We want to say thank you. Mention that I know our police and fire, our emergency responders responded to over 160 accidents in December alone in the city of South Jordan. So please be careful. Please slow down. Please be mindful and cautious. And again, thank you. Thank you for all of the cleared streets and the hard work that's taking place. We appreciate it. And it's part of what makes South Jordan such an amazing place to live. So thank you from all of us to all of you. Also, I would like to mention by way of remembrance, the passing of Leona Winger, who served on our city council for 8 years in the early 2000s. Leona loved the city of South Jordan. She loves this city and the residents who live here. And we will miss her and appreciate her service in South Jordan City for 8 years on the council. Okay, now we'll go to item D. We've got minutes that have been sent out. D1, we've got the council study meeting, and D2, the city council meeting, both from December 6th, 2022. And item D3 is our December 14th, 2022 city council strategic planning meeting. Those draft minutes have been sent out. Does anybody have any questions or amendments you'd like to make to the minutes? Okay, seeing none, can I get a motion to approve those minutes?
Madam Mayor, I'll move that we approve the minutes for the three meetings that you have mentioned.
Thank you, Mr. Shelton. Is there a second?
A second.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. Any additional discussion? Okay, seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Those minutes are approved. Thank you. All right, next is our public comment portion of our meeting, and this is an opportunity for us to get to hear from you, the residents of South Jordan City. So when I open it up, we'll invite anyone who's there in person to come up to the microphone and give us your name and address for the record, please, and invite you each. Everyone gets 3 minutes to share whatever you'd like, and the request remains the same as it always has for the last 5 years, every single council meeting, that we remember that we are proud of how we do things in South Jordan and that we are a chamber of respect and civility, and every one of us in the room will hold ourselves to that standard. And with that, I'll turn the time over to anyone there in person who would like to speak from the public. The time is now yours.
Good evening. My name is Sharon Juno. I live at 10499 Ojibwa Lane. And I just want to say, first of all, thanks to Councilman McGuire for helping us out with the situation we had with a city street sidewalk where it was broken and I had fallen, gotten hurt, and it was really addressed quickly. So I want to thank you for that. And that's kind of why I'm here again tonight, because of probably old age and injury. I can no longer be the person who shovels Ojibwa Lane from curb to curb from 104th down to Iron Mountain. It's just gotten too much for me. And I've gone to the street department in the past to ask them to pay attention to that. Granted, our streets department were overwhelmed by the large snow that we had, but our street didn't get a plow down it, especially the sides of the road for almost 2 days. My son was late to work. We had to find rides for work. So it's really affecting our family. And I'm just asking that more attention be paid to Ojibwa Lane, because it's just too hard for me to do on my own anymore. The other problem is that if we don't do curb to curb with leaves and snow removal, there's a grade there from Iron Mountain to 144th Street, which goes down, and water can accumulate there, especially in the wintertime. If it freezes over, it's icy and slick. Right now, my husband is hopefully at home clearing out my front so that I can get out of the front of my house, because right now I can only use the back door. So I don't know what the answer to the question is, but for the last 13 years, I've been shoveling the alley behind my house, Ojibwa Lane, and trying to be a good neighbor. And I'm here tonight to let you know I'm retiring from snow plowing duty for our neighborhood. And I was hoping that the board would be able to do something to give me a hand here and pay a little bit more attention to Ojibwa Lane. It is not a circle. It is not a cul-de-sac. It is a through road, and it actually feeds off of 104th. So I thank you, and I look forward to some sort of response, and hopefully I won't have to be shoveling snow anymore like this. So thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. Is there anyone else there in person that would like to speak to council? Okay, seeing none, is there anyone online that would like to speak? If so, please turn on your camera. Give us a wave. I'm guessing no, but. Okay. Thank you. Seeing none, we will close the public comment portion of our meeting. And we're going to go back a step because in this agenda, if you're looking at it, very bottom of the page, it does say mayor and council reports, but it kind of blended into the item above it in my eyes as I was looking at it. And so I skipped over it and turned the page. Sorry for that. We will go to item E, mayor and council reports. And I'm looking at the council right now. That's the view that I have currently. Is there anyone that would like to start?
I'll start, Mayor. Tamara's pointing down here.
It looks like you were voluntold, Mr. Shelton. Yeah.
You're a good sport.
Anyway, since our last city council meeting, I went to the South Valley Chamber holiday get-together, visited with some folks there for a little while, attended a legislative policy committee meeting, and we just had an update from Ryan about legislation that's pending, so I won't talk about that. City Council strategic planning meeting and a DARE graduation at Golden Fields Elementary. So I also took the opportunity for a vacation with my family, and I can tell you it took us 6 days to get home from Miami.
No.
Because of the airline problems. So. And we were not on Southwest. So.
Wow.
Anyway.
Well, we're glad you made it back. welcome back. And we didn't fly either because of the airline situation across the board, which is why I only made it halfway home today. There were actually no flights to be able to get home. So welcome back. And thank you for that, Mr. Shelton. Who would like to go next? If it's possible to pan out the camera, I can only see Mr. Shelton now. Thank you.
Do you want to,
Mr. Harris, mind going? That would be great.
Yeah, I can go if we want to go in order here. A lot of the events were similar to Mr. Shelton. I attended the City Council strategic planning meeting, also attended the South Valley Chamber, a holiday meeting as well, and then attended a sewer board meeting. Nothing specific to report beyond that. So thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. Appreciate it. Mr. Marler.
Yeah, thanks, Mayor. I'll just mention a couple of things. On the 14th, I also attended the City Council strategic planning meeting. Appreciate staff and all that they're doing to get us organized for this coming year. On the 15th, I actually met with a developer regarding a revised proposal on the Rise development. On the 17th, myself and I believe Mr. Harris
was there.
Yep. And certainly Mr. Lewis attended the Sojo Christmas or Santa, I guess it was called, race, and I did the Ruck race again. So we had backpacks on, when mine's about 20 pounds, and I think Dustin's was about 40 pounds, and he was jogging, so that gives you some idea what an animal he is. It was a lot of fun, and we had a great experience. My youngest son, Remington, was there with me, and so if you haven't, and I know Councilwoman Zander's attended a number of those, if you haven't gone to one of these races, and there are many scheduled throughout each year, coming year as well here now, I definitely would recommend it. It's a lot of fun. It was cold that morning, very cold, but we had a great time. I do want to mention and also express condolences on the passing of former Councilwoman Leona Winger. I had the opportunity of serving, I believe, 6 years with Councilwoman Winger, and sorry to see her passing. I actually had a scheduled holiday time with my family in Rexburg, and so I was not able to attend the viewing or the funeral, but enjoyed many years of service with her. Sad to see her pass on. I think that's it for now. Thanks, Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Marler. Appreciate that. Mrs. Zander.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. I had a couple weeks that I was sick and I missed the Sojo race series. I was sad. I don't think I've missed one this whole year. Well, this whole fall. But I'm going in January, so I'll see you all there and we'll freeze again.
Yeah.
I also attended the strategic planning meeting. For those of you that don't know what that means, it's not a city council night. It's an off night where we as a council meet with our staff and the staff presents to us and we plan together strategically, as it's stated, for the upcoming year and beyond. And it's a really great opportunity for staff to educate and get on the same page with the council and make plans for the future. I've found it really rewarding and helpful, and I'm grateful for very talented staff who got us up to date. I was able to attend that meeting on Zoom, kind of like the mayor tonight, and certainly grateful for the Zoom opportunities that we've all learned how to navigate since the pandemic. I have had a few emails this last week from residents about the snow. It's kind of funny how people complain that the plowing isn't done perfectly. And I just want our staff, Jason Rasmussen, if you'll please pass on, as the mayor said, I thought our snow plows did a tremendous job. And of course, as they go down a road, it's going to create a little bit of a berm in front of people's driveways. And I heard about it from a few and backed you up 100%. I did have an email that I forwarded along. There were some questions about alleyways in the Daybreak area. It's my understanding, if you could just clarify for me, alleyways are not public roads and therefore they're plowed by the HOA. Is that correct?
Most of the alleys are actually city right-of-way. And okay. So most of them we do plow. There are areas that we worked out, and it's kind of convoluted, but there are some areas that are plowed by the HOA, but most are owned and maintained by the city. I responded to that resident with those questions, and I've been communicating with her this morning, so we got everything taken care of.
Great, thank you. So you saw the email
Yes.
I was talking about. Okay, I'll go back and read that. Thank you. I also had the opportunity to meet with a PR group that's assisting the Rio Tinto group that's here tonight discussing business. I found that was very enlightening, appreciative of that opportunity. And I think that's it for my report, Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Zander. Appreciate that. Mr. McGuire.
Like the rest of the council, I attended that strategic planning meeting and, very insightful night. Also had an arts council meeting. It was a little bit more of a laid-back Christmas celebration one, but the arts council is excited for the new year and to roll out some new projects. I just want to say thank you for the snow removal policy that we have in place, that we don't do dead ends because of the hazard of the trucks having to back up. On Sunday morning, one of the HOA properties had a truck that was backing up and came very close to hitting our car. And it was quite the wake-up call as to why that policy is in place. So thank you to city staff for looking at the bigger picture of safety and making sure we're doing things in a safe manner. So thank you. And that's everything, Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. McGuire. Appreciate that. It's been a month since we've met, but I will make this quick. I attended the things that several of you mentioned, but not the ruck. And, I hope someday I can do that.
So Dustin will put you in his backpack, Mary.
Right? I know. I couldn't help but think he's got to be sitting there beaming right now as Brad's like, I did the ruck and everybody's just getting into it and getting good at it and joining. And it's just great. I think it's great. And so I love that we've added that element to our events and our race series. It's fantastic. I was not there, but I did attend several school holiday programs in South Jordan. Several of our schools, most of our schools have holiday programs, and the ones that I knew about and that I was invited to, I tried to attend. I had to miss one, but I tried to get to as many of them as possible, and we just got fantastic young people in our city and great teachers working hard, and those were really fun to get to be a part of. I appreciated the chance to go. We had Christmas for Kids with the Jordan Education Foundation that was held here in South Jordan. And yes, Mr. McGuire, you were there. Yes. And we had, Chief was there. We had our officers and several of our fire department paramedics and actually needed them at one point. We had a young woman who needed a little bit of medical assistance. And Christmas for Kids was a huge success, and it was held at the Walmart just off Bangor here in South Jordan, and it was fantastic. Had the opportunity to host the Salt Lake County Council of Mayors. It's only the second time I've hosted COM since I've been mayor because we had that COVID window. We all take turns hosting the Council of Mayor meetings, and we only meet a couple of times a year. And, well, a handful of times a year, but because of COVID, we didn't meet as often. So this was just the second time that we've hosted the Council of Mayors here in South Jordan while I've been the mayor. And it was a fantastic meeting with a big turnout and a lot of good work being done. And I don't think most people understand the level of collaboration that takes place between the communities. And they each brought a senior member of their staff with them, and it was a great meeting. Thank you to Stephanie and to Melanie and all of our staff who helped make sure that was prepared. Had a lot of good work done at EDC Utah. I don't bring up EDC Utah very often, but have the chance to spend quite a bit of time working with that organization, and it's a great opportunity for our city to have input. We've got a significant meeting coming up on a new strategy going forward for the Economic Development Corporation of Utah and what their role is in economic development for the municipalities, and look forward to some of those announcements. So there's good work happening there on the horizon, and I appreciate Brian Priest and all that he does there with EDC Utah as well for our city. A lot of time with Wasatch Front Regional Council. We've got some exciting changes in the works, and I might have to wait till the next meeting to really say much, but I think it's our city's in a good place to have a good relationship with the Wasatch Front Regional Council and to play a continued key role there. We did a lot of work as the league, and several of you know that. We had some board meetings. We had LPC. The league officers met with the governor's office. We've had quite a bit of those discussions as we gear up for the legislative session. There's a lot of work being done. We had the chance, I'm pretty sure this was since our last meeting, to host the governor and have his budget press conference in South Jordan. I think that was since our last council meeting. I believe that was in December. Yeah. Okay. Well, that was a great opportunity to have the governor and his team come to South Jordan and in the beautiful development of Daybreak and to do his press conference for his 2024 proposed budget, and appreciate Mr. Harris and Councilmember Zander were both there, and it's always great to have them come and highlight the good work, which he did highlight the great work taking place in South Jordan. And he mentioned specifically the leadership of the mayor and council and the good work being done in our city and the good planning taking place. Anyway, that was great, and we appreciated that. Had several meetings with the folks from Daybreak as we have been working on some projects together and working on getting some applications turned in for some things in Daybreak. So a lot of good meetings with them and a lot of good work happening there. I had the chance to attend the Envision Utah Awards. It was their 25th anniversary. And it's I serve on the executive committee of Envision Utah. There's great work happening there. But I was privileged to join the leadership of Wasatch Front Regional Council to be invited to go to the stage to receive the 25-Year Visionary Partner Award from Envision Utah for WFRC. It's just a cool thing. And people know that our city works really collaboratively with these organizations, and it's a good thing. They know all of us. They know our staff. They know the elected body, and it's a good thing. And all of these different organizations have an impact. Their decisions and their work and the work that we as a city put in has an impact on what happens in the city, and the way things can grow and are allowed to grow has an impact on legislation. So it's important that we're part of these things, and grateful that we get to be. We had a significant board meeting for The Point. Things are moving along quite well at The Point. And just wrapping up, I had the chance to attend several different holiday events wearing my mayor hat. You know, in my role as mayor, had several different holiday events that I had the opportunity to go to. And some of you were at some of them, and some of us hit and miss at different times, got there and didn't. But several organizations that had holiday events, and I appreciated the chance to represent the city at those. And that is my report. Okay. All right, we are to item G on our agenda, We have G1, a resolution R2023-01, the first resolution of the year, proclaiming January 16th, 2023 as Religious Freedom Day in the city of South Jordan. And I need you to bear with me for just a brief moment while I get to that page, since I'm not there in person and don't have it printed large in front of me. I have it right here. All right. A resolution of the City Council of the City of South Jordan, Utah, proclaiming January 16th, 2023 as Religious Freedom Day in the City of South Jordan. Whereas the United States Congress in 1992 set aside January 16th as Religious Freedom Day to honor the passage of the Virginia Statute for Religious Freedom in 1786. And whereas Religious Freedom Day has been recognized by presidential and state proclamations annually. And whereas many of the first immigrants to our nation came to these shores motivated by their desire for religious liberty so that they could worship according to the dictates of their own conscience, and our forefathers saw fit to protect and support freedom of religion by establishing it in the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. And whereas those of faith and those of no faith have common goals of unity, love, service, mutual civility, and a desire to live true to belief and conscience. And whereas we seek mutual respect and fairness to all. And whereas the right to exercise one's own individual conscience is a critical and essential element in the fabric of American culture and history, which serves as a beacon of freedom in the world. And we recognize one's faith is core to an individual's identity and humanity. Whereas we invite others to defend freedom of religion, including the longstanding Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the City Council of the City of South Jordan, Utah. Section 1, the City Council recognizes the religious freedom of all residents of the City of South Jordan, commemorates the enactment of the Virginia Statute for Religious Freedom on January 16, 1786, and declares January 16th each year as Religious Freedom Day in the City of South Jordan. Section 2, this resolution shall become effective immediately upon passage. With that, Mr. Lewis, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Just that I work hard every year so that I can get that first resolution number 01. I requested it back in September. I did so because, and I hope I don't embarrass him, but I want to call out Mr. Grant Horwath, who is here with us tonight. He's the one that actually brought this to our attention several years ago. This is, I think, the third year that we've adopted this resolution. He works hard to bring attention to this event each year and works hard in the community to raise awareness for this day and for this opportunity of people of all faiths or non-faiths to recognize each other in a way that brings harmony and peace to the community. And so thank you to Grant for his work to remind us every year of this. And it's great to see him here tonight as you hopefully will pass this resolution.
Excellent. Thank you, Mr. Lewis. Is there anyone on the council who has anything they'd like to say or any questions? And if not, is there a motion to approve resolution R2023-01 proclaaming January 16, 2023 as Religious Freedom Day in the City of South Jordan?
Mayor, I'll make a motion that we approve resolution R2023-01.
Thank you, Mr. McGuire. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Marler. Any additional discussion? Mayor, okay.
Mayor, I'd just like to say that I think that we just really don't realize what a remarkable freedom that is to have freedom of religion in our country. And I feel blessed that we have that.
Thank you, Mr. Shelton. Thank you. If I may, I'm not sure that a lot of us realize how at risk that freedom is at times. And I absolutely will stand up every day, all day, every day, to support and defend religious freedom, both of anyone's faith or lack thereof. I do believe that freedom of religion is one of the, it's one of the key tenets that our republic was founded upon, and it is critical that we preserve it, my opinion. I'm proud of this proclamation that we do, and I agree that we appreciate that it's been brought to us and appreciate that this council has been very supportive. Anyone else? Okay, seeing none, we have a motion on the table. All in favor of approving Resolution R-2023-01, proclaiming January 16, 2023 as Religious Freedom Day in the city of South Jordan, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That passes. Thank you very much. All right. Moving on to item H, we have some annexation items. We're going to turn to our city attorney, Mr. Ryan Luce.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. You have three items before you. As you know, the city has been requested by Rio Tinto Kennecott, well, it's Kennecott Utah Copper LLC, to annex in around 2,200 acres. The official petition is in your packet. And then to meet the legal requirements, you have to, one, accept the petition. We need a motion for that. It's not part of the resolution. Two, Ms. Crookston will certify to you, just let you know that she's reviewed the petition with me and then certify it as meeting the legal requirements. And then three, address resolution 2023-05, which would accept the petition, and then direct staff to send out the required notices to the landowners within the notice area and do the other, you know, procedural items that we need to do as far as staff to keep this annexation petition moving. Happy to answer any questions, and the petitioners are here if you have any questions for them.
Thank you for that, Mr. Luce. If the camera can go back to the city council. Thank you. Anyone have any questions up front before we move start officially with item H1? Okay. Seeing none, item H1 is a. I need to ask if there's a motion to accept the petition for annexation from Kennecott Utah Copper LLC and Jordan Valley Water Conservancy District.
Mayor, I'll move that we accept the petition for annexation from Kennecott Utah Copper LLC and Jordan Valley Water Conservancy District.
Thank you, Mr. Marler. Is there a second?
I'll second the motion, Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Shelton. Is there any discussion? Okay. Seeing none, I will ask Mrs. Crookston, with a note that there has been a great deal of work that's gone preliminarily before this. This is not the first time the council's seen it. In fact, the questions have all been answered and the discussions have been had in just doing the due diligence of reaching the point where it became appropriate to actually act on something such as this. That being the case, I will, with an active motion on the table, turn to Mrs. Crookston and ask her if she would please lead the council in a roll call vote.
Councilmember Marler?
Yes.
Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
Councilmember Zander?
Yes.
And Councilmember McGuire?
Yes.
Thank you. That passes unanimously. All right, H2. Is there a motion to receive certification of petition for annexation to the City of South City Council from the city? Oh, no. Yeah, I need a motion. Yes, I absolutely need a motion to receive certification of petition for annexation to the City Council from our city recorder, Mrs. Crookston. Can I get a motion for that?
Mayor, I move to approve the motion to receive certification of petition for annexation to the City Council from the city recorder.
Thank you, Mrs. Zander. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. McGuire. Any additional discussion?
Mayor, before they vote, Ms. Crookston, would you certify the petition for annexation for the council?
Yes. So the petition for annexation has been certified. It was provided in your packet for review, but it is certified on the record.
Okay. Thank you. With that, Mrs. Crookston, would you please lead the council roll call vote?
Councilmember Zander?
Yes.
Councilmember McGuire?
Yes.
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
Councilmember Marler?
Yes.
And Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, item H3 is resolution R2023-05, accepting the petition for annexation from Kennecott Utah Copper LLC and Jordan Valley Water Conservancy District and authorizing required notices to be sent for their consideration and related matters. We can have discussion. I'm wondering if there's a motion first. And at the completion of item H, I do intend to turn to the applicants and see if there's anything they'd like to come up and share.
Madam Mayor,
No, please, go ahead.
I'll move that we approve resolution R2023-05, as you stated.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. Appreciate that. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Mrs. Zander. All right, any discussion to this resolution?
Just to the for my part, I'm grateful to feel like we're finally kicking this off after talking about it for a very long time. And I appreciate your desire to be part of South Jordan, and I think together we can do something great.
Madam Mayor, if I could comment as well.
Please.
I want to just voice one of the reasons that I'm in favor of this is this land, the owners of this land have the opportunity to annex into any city they choose to. And I think it should be well known by the public of the city of South Jordan that this landowner, Rio Tinto, approached South Jordan requesting to annex into our city. And I think there's a lot of variables. But one of the things that should be noticed is that our staff is very qualified and equipped to help in this process. When the process starts to move forward, I think that we have a really good team here at the South Jordan City that will be able to work on this. And one of my reasons that I'm voting yes is because I have such confidence in the city of South Jordan. If this land is going to be annexed, I'm very confident and feel it's appropriate and wise to have this land annexed into our city, and look forward to working on this in tandem with the landowner. Thanks, Mayor.
Thank you, Mrs. Zander. Anyone else have any thoughts? All right. Seeing none, we have a motion on the table by Mr. Harris and a second by Mrs. Zander. Mrs. Crookston, would you please lead the council in a roll call vote?
Councilmember Harris?
Yes.
Councilmember Zander?
Yes.
Councilmember Marler?
Yes.
Councilmember Shelton?
Yes.
And Councilmember McGuire?
Yes.
That passes unanimously. All right, I'm going to turn to our friends from Rio Tinto who are there in person and see if they have anyone who would like to say anything. If so, you're welcome to approach.
Thank you, Mayor.
Hi.
My name is Wayne Bradshaw. I'm from Rio Tinto Kennecott. I want to say thank you to the mayor and the council for accepting our petition tonight. And also a thank you to your staff. We know a lot of work has gone into this. Your staff has worked with us. We've met with them on a weekly basis to try and overcome some of the concerns and hurdles that comes with annexation, so we appreciate their time. We appreciate the acceptance of the annexation petition. We know there's a lot more work to do. We'll be back to the council, of course, when there's some more public hearings, but we're excited to be moving this forward and continuing to work with South Jordan, so thank you.
Thank you, Wayne. And thank you to all of the team from Rio Tinto who's there. I can see a couple of you, and I'm guessing Josh is on the left. There he is. Hi. Hi. Thank you all. I wish I was there with all of you in person. This is a monumental day, one that In the 5 years I've been wearing the hat as mayor, I have driven past this area and through this area countless times, knowing this day could possibly come. And it can't be stated enough what a significant opportunity I think this is for this growing valley and this growing part of the valley, and a fantastic partnership, I think, that Rio Tinto Kennecott has decided to embark upon in the city of South Jordan, and appreciate the vision that they have, and also the vision of this council and our very qualified staff, as has been said. Things like this don't just happen, and they aren't just right for no reason. So thank you to all of you for literally years of work that have gone into preparing for this. And we'll say to our friends at Rio Tinto, welcome. Welcome to South Jordan City. Welcome this land in. We welcome you. Thank you. All right. Next, we have staff reports and calendaring items. We will turn to Mr. Lewis and Mr. Watcott. See if either of them have any calendar items for us. Staff reports.
I don't have very many items for you. Just a reminder that the next RUC, for those that would like to join us, is January 21st. It is known as Break the Freeze. And it sounds like we'll probably have three of you there, so we'll do a notice of a potential quorum. But that should be exciting. That's all I have for you tonight.
Thank you. Mr. Watcott?
Well, I just wanted to take a minute to publicly thank the staff on the snow plowing event. That was 3 days of heavy snow, and we're short-staffed over in Public Works, and so that put an extra load on those that are there, and it was challenging. We had a few equipment failures over the weekend that also lended to making it more challenging, but they stayed with it and did a good job, and it was a pretty large event for us to handle, so I think they did a good job. Just wanted to give them a shout-out, so thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Luce, do you have anything for us?
Yeah, in addition to the legislative season that's coming up here very soon, which Mr. McGuire is just ecstatic about, just wanted to let you know and thank Ms. Seeger, well, Director Seeger and Director Rasmussen, and Jeremy's not here, for all their help. We got $1 million in a matching grant for the Pure Sojo project awarded to us at the end of last week. And they did a lot of work in that. I was able just to kind of take their work from the last application, put it in this one, and we were awarded that. So I wanted to make you aware of that.
That's great.
It's so great. It's awesome. Thank you. Okay, please bear with me. I can't see the rest of the staff, but we're going to do what we always do. This is not our first rodeo. I'm just going to offer a rundown down both sides of the aisle. If anybody has anything, staff reports or calendaring items for us, just raise your hand and shout out or whatever. Please, Brian.
I have a sad note on one of our corporate partners. Last night, just before 10 o'clock, I received a text from Steve Peterson, who is the president of Mill Rock Development, one of the partners that built the two where Avante and Lucid Technology is. Text from him said that, or his partner, Nathan Ricks, died in the plane crash in Provo. They were trying to take off to go to the Rose Bowl, and I don't think they know what happened yet, but so he reached out to me, let me know that. I've reached out back to his son-in-law, Andrew Bybee, Nathan's son-in-law, Andrew Bybee, who worked with us on this. So those of you that worked on that project, when we know how much work we did and how great they were to work with and what good partners they've been, and just wanted you to know that that Mr. Ricks was piloting the plane, and they're still trying to figure out what happened, but it's a sad day. So,
such a sad day. I'm very sorry to hear that. Brian, thank you for letting us know. Our thoughts and prayers go out to that entire family, the whole Mill Rock organization. Thank you. Is there anyone else on that side of the table? No? Anyone across on the other side? Please, Mr. Clavino.
Yeah, real quick, I just want to let you know that the traffic signal at White Peach and 1300 West is up and working. And today was the first day of school, so I know Jeremy Nielsen was out there both during the drop-off and pick-up, and it worked very well, and it was very helped the kids get across the street safely, which is what our goal was. So I know there was some controversy with that, but it's looking like it's going to do a good job. So.
Thank you for that update. Appreciate knowing that it's up and going. Thank you. All right, anyone else on that side? Okay, really quickly, from a calendar perspective, Tamara, are you attending the Salt Lake Board of Realtors meeting that they're having on the 11th, January 11th?
Which one is it?
I have to pull it up. I am not, I am triple booked that day and unable to get there, and wondered if you were going to be there or if you might possibly be able to go to represent the city. It's the Utah Association of Realtors. And it's their annual Realtor Policy Summit.
I have it in my calendar, but if you want to send me some information, I'd be happy to. What time is it at on the 11th?
I will send it to you. It goes for a couple of hours that day, but I have Unified Economic Opportunity Commission right during the whole thing, and there's nothing I can do about missing that. Okay. So it looks like it's from 8 to 2. So we have tickets. That Stephanie got. Anyway, I'll send it to you and see if you might be available or interested and are able to go represent the city at that. That would be awesome, but I'll reach out. Okay. Also, is there anyone else? This is another item at the same time. We've got lots of things that day at the same time. Is there anyone else who might be available to attend the State of the Chamber address that same day, January 11th at 11:30 with the South Valley Chamber? They're doing the State of the Chamber address. Sorry, I didn't hear that.
Brian Priest said he is.
Stephanie arranged for me to attend that meeting.
Okay, excellent. That's great. Thank you for being there. If anyone on the council is interested, you're all welcome to go. It's at 11:30 on the 11th. Let us know if you're interested and we'll send you details, but I'm not able to be there at that either. So we just want to divide and conquer, and let us know if you're interested in attending that as well. Thank you. All right. Go back to the right agenda. I'm going to ask for a motion to recess our city council meeting and move us to executive closed session for the discussion of the purchase, exchange, or lease of real property.
Mayor, I'll move that we recess our city council meeting and move to executive closed session.
Awesome. Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Any discussion? All right, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. We will thank everyone who's joined us both in person and online, and we are going to go into executive closed session, and we're going to remain in the room that we're in. I believe you're staying in the council chambers. Is that correct? Yeah. All right, that said, we'll let Mr. Watcott determine who is to stay and who is to go, and then we'll move forward. Let me know when you guys are ready on your end. Thank you. Okay. Unless there is anything else, I will ask for a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion again.
I'll second.
Okay. Was that a motion by Mr. McGuire and a second by Mr. Shelton?
Correct.
All right. Thank you. All right. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.